2015 National English Competition for College Students, Level D, Final. Part 1. Listening Comprehension. Section A. In this section, you will hear 5 short conversations. Each conversation will be read only once. At the end of each conversation, there will be a 20-second pause. During the pause, read the question and the 4 choices marked A, B, C, and D, and decide which is the best answer. Then mark the corresponding letter on the answer sheet with a single line through the center.
One. Amy, did you type the purchase order?
Yes. Is there something wrong with it?
Have a look. All is correct, except the customer's name. It should be Snelling, not Smelling.
Oh, yes. I'm ever so sorry. Two. Metropolitan Police.
This is Stephen. My car's stolen. It's gone.
Calm down, sir. May I have a description of the vehicle?
It's a 2013 Escort, a silver gray 4-door 1300 GL model. And it's got a dark blue stripe along the sides.
But what's the registration, sir?
PSV 439Y.
I've got good news for you, sir. It hasn't been stolen. It's been towed away. Three. Hi, Angus. I've just booked a weekend trip to London. It only cost £100, including airport tax. Much cheaper than the train. What's the matter?
Well, Susan, that's great, but it's scary how much pollution planes produce.
Oh, no. Don't start about the environment again. Angus, cheap air travel means people can see new places. Travel broadens the mind and all that. And London, Angus. I've wanted to go there for ages. Four. Hi, Jake. How are you feeling?
Oh, terrible, Vanessa. I think I'm going to die.
Oh, come on, don't exaggerate. You've only got a cold.
It isn't just a cold. It's definitely the flu. It might even be pneumonia.
Yeah, right. If you just sit around and feel sorry for yourself, you'll never feel better. What about going for a walk? If you get some exercise and fresh air, you'll feel fine.
Oh, no. I'm too sick. I think I need some antibiotics.
Five. Good evening, Alex.
Good evening, Maggie.
Did you get my message about the meeting on Monday?
Yes, I did. But I'm still not absolutely sure what the meeting's about. Not bad news, I hope.
Don't worry, it's good news, in fact. What we'd like to do is expand production of the new home computer. Either we'll have to increase overtime working or take on new staff.
That sounds promising.
Section B. In this section, you will hear two long conversations. Each conversation will be read only once. At the end of each conversation, there will be a 1-minute pause. During the pause, read the questions and the four choices marked A, B, C, and D, and decide which is the best answer. Then, mark the corresponding letter on the answer sheet with a single line through the center.
Conversation 1.
Hello, Super Smart Customer Services, Dan speaking. How can I help you?
Hello, I ordered some gifts last week from your website, but the delivery is completely wrong.
Oh dear, what's your name, please?
Lucy Smith. Well, firstly, I ordered a Robbie Williams CD, but I got a Coldplay CD. I also ordered a black backpack, and I received a pink handbag.
Oh, well, pink is the color right now, isn't it? I have a pink handbag myself.
Yes, but it's my brother's birthday present. I don't think my brother wants a pink handbag for his birthday. Listen, the order is wrong. Some things are missing, too.
Okay, I'll send some new ones out to you in Manchester.
Manchester? I live at 33 Aintree Avenue, Brighton.
I'm really sorry. Oh, I see. There's another Lucy Smith living at 21 Wellington Gardens, Manchester. That's why you got the wrong order. Okay, the correct order is on its way to you right now.
Conversation 2.
Hello, Finn.
Hi, Rob.
Today we're talking about high-speed train travel. Many countries have very fast trains that whisk people from city to city in super quick time.
Yes, we might think that air travel is the transport of the future, but it seems high-speed train travel is becoming just as popular.
How about a question?
Hey.
Which country currently holds the Guinness World Record for the fastest train running on a national railway system?
I'm going to say China.
I'll let you know the answer at the end of the programme. Back to our discussion about high-speed rail travel. We know that it has many benefits, good things. It helps to take traffic off the road. It causes less pollution. It can transport or move lots of people, and it's quick.
Yes, speed is important. Now, the TGV train in France takes about 3 hours to travel over 750 kilometres from the capital, Paris, to Marseille in the south. It's very impressive.
And the AVE, Spain's ultra-modern high-speed train, stole 20% of the national airline's customers when it started a service from Madrid to Barcelona.
But the UK has been slow to build such high-speed rail lines. It has one from London to Paris, but the government wants to build another one called HS2, connecting London to the middle and north of England.
The Transport Secretary, Patrick McLaughlin, thinks one line is not good enough. He used the word essential to mean a new line to connect British cities has to be built.
But plans to build HS2 are controversial. Not everyone agrees, and there is much discussion. Some say other areas of the country will miss out on the economic benefits.
and it will be very, very expensive to build. Although some experts say for every £1 spent, it will bring £2 into the economy.
There are also concerns that some of the countryside will be destroyed. So, these are just some of the arguments, and it could be a long time before a final decision is made.
So, for now, we'll just have to accept that our trains in the UK will carry on at a sedate speed, while we watch with envy as another country's high-speed train passes us by.
Yes, but which country's train is the fastest?
The record actually belongs to France. It ran a modified version of its TGV train on its network at a speed of 574.8 kilometres an hour.
That's 357.2 miles per hour.
That train ran on a railway track. But a train that uses magnets to float above the track is being developed in Japan that will run at a slightly slower speed of 500 kilometres an hour.
Section C. In this section, you will hear a monologue. The monologue will be read twice. After the monologue, there will be a 1-minute pause. During the pause, read the questions and the four choices marked A, B, C, and D, and decide which is the best answer. Then, mark the corresponding letter on the answer sheet with a single line through the center. I'm Jenny Laverne. As a wildlife photographer, I have been passionate about wildlife since I was a child. One of my earliest memories is of getting keen on fishing in a stream near our house, and while I was standing there waiting for the fish to bite, I'd start noticing all the wildlife. I'd rush home and tell my parents all about the animals and birds I'd seen. Later on, I learned a lot from my uncle, who's very knowledgeable about birds, and I watched every wildlife series there was on TV. Then, I bought my first camera, and a photographer was born. I'm completely self-taught, as I don't believe you can learn a skill by sitting in a classroom. That said, friends and colleagues say you get a lot out of attending courses. It isn't just my experience, so I wouldn't recommend it. Of course, once you've learned the basics, it might be fun to be a member of a photographic club. I'm busy all the time now that I'm better known, with hardly a break sometimes. Not something I need or want to do, but I've got into the routine of it. I have to get the most out of each day, so I often find myself making notes for articles or editing images while waiting in a hide for a bird to appear. I try to be patient, but luckily there's nobody to hear if I start muttering to myself. I've been working as a wildlife photographer for 10 years now and have a pretty strong reputation. And I put in a lot of hours. But again, that's something we all have to do. I think what I'm known for is being able to come up with exceptional images in adverse conditions. I've been fortunate enough to win a couple of international competitions. Something I haven't done, which would be fun, is to travel around the country, showing a selection of my images at local art galleries and libraries. I'm Jenny Laverne. As a wildlife photographer, I have been passionate about wildlife since I was a child. One of my earliest memories is of getting keen on fishing in a stream near our house, and while I was standing there waiting for the fish to bite, I'd start noticing all the wildlife. I'd rush home and tell my parents all about the animals and birds I'd seen. Later on, I learned a lot from my uncle, who's very knowledgeable about birds, and I watched every wildlife series there was on TV. Then, I bought my first camera, and a photographer was born. I'm completely self-taught, as I don't believe you can learn a skill by sitting in a classroom. That said, friends and colleagues say you get a lot out of attending courses. It isn't just my experience, so I wouldn't recommend it. Of course, once you've learned the basics, it might be fun to be a member of a photographic club. I'm busy all the time now that I'm better known, with hardly a break sometimes. Not something I need or want to do, but I've got into the routine of it. I have to get the most out of each day, so I often find myself making notes for articles or editing images while waiting in a hide for a bird to appear. I try to be patient, but luckily there's nobody to hear if I start muttering to myself. I've been working as a wildlife photographer for 10 years now and have a pretty strong reputation. And I put in a lot of hours. But again, that's something we all have to do. I think what I'm known for is being able to come up with exceptional images in adverse conditions. I've been fortunate enough to win a couple of international competitions. Something I haven't done, which would be fun, is to travel around the country showing a selection of my images at local art galleries and libraries. Section D. In this section, you will hear a short passage. There are 10 missing words or phrases. Fill in the blanks with the exact words or phrases you hear. The passage will be read twice. Remember to write the answers on the answer sheet.
John Walters is the director of the U.S. Office of National Drug Control Policy. He thinks that many European governments are too soft on the use of recreational drugs such as marijuana. His main criticism is directed against the Netherlands, where he claims that laboratories are manufacturing tons of drugs, including ecstasy, which end up in the United States. We wish some European governments had thought about the use of drugs more carefully, but clearly they didn't. This is a fundamentally irrational health policy and social policy, said Walters. He believes that the policies have led to the creation of a new generation of drug addicts. Many European countries have a policy of therapy instead of punishment for possession of drugs for personal use. Prison is a last resort for the punishment of drug users. In the Netherlands, the police are not so concerned with soft drugs, such as marijuana. Nowadays, they concentrate on stopping the manufacture and sale of hard drugs, such as heroin and cocaine. Martin Witteyen is a Dutch prosecutor for drug crimes, and he thinks that the U.S. criticism is not justified. I wish the Americans would stop blaming us for their social problems, he said. If Mr. Walters had checked the facts more carefully, he would have seen that we have made an enormous effort to improve the situation. John Walters is the director of the U.S. Office of National Drug Control Policy. He thinks that many European governments are too soft on the use of recreational drugs such as marijuana. His main criticism is directed against the Netherlands, where he claims that laboratories are manufacturing tons of drugs, including ecstasy, which end up in the United States. We wish some European governments had thought about the use of drugs more carefully, but clearly they didn't. This is a fundamentally irrational health policy and social policy, said Walters. He believes that the policies have led to the creation of a new generation of drug addicts. Many European countries have a policy of therapy instead of punishment for possession of drugs for personal use. Prison is a last resort for the punishment of drug users. In the Netherlands, the police are not so concerned with soft drugs, such as marijuana. Nowadays, they concentrate on stopping the manufacture and sale of hard drugs, such as heroin and cocaine. Martin Witteyen is a Dutch prosecutor for drug crimes, and he thinks that the U.S. criticism is not justified. I wish the Americans would stop blaming us for their social problems, he said. If Mr. Walters had checked the facts more carefully, he would have seen that we have made an enormous effort to improve the situation.
This is the end of the listening part. Please transfer your answers to the answer sheet.